Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Serena Pearl on the show with a side of Dan.
Unscripted, unpretentious,
unpredictable,
on everything.
And we're here to untight your uptight. Do you know where you are? You're in the un show, baby!
He can't help not do an intro.
No, it's great.
We always say, no intro for the un show, Danny. And Danny's like, I want to do an intro.
My intro.
Yeah.
But John here, producer John, you guys all know and love him. He's like the Charlie of Charlie's Angels, right? Sits there in the back. You don't often hear his voice. Now and then you do. You never see his face. I do want to show his face today. I want
Is
to see
like the
picture
Muppet,
of him.
Muppet Baby's mama?
He's
you
the
only
mom.
Saw the stockings?
Only the shoes.
The green and white stockings and the shoes. You never saw
green
the face.
Green and white stockings.
I always wanted to see, or like Dr. Claw's face from Inspector Gadget.
Yes.
Everyone's seen all of our faces. We have like band photos.
I want a photo of you today, just you, because I saw John today. Now you take a look at him. I'm going to describe him to you all right now. John looks much younger than his years. Okay,
yes, he does.
He's a good looking guy, I'd have to say. But okay, look at his hair. I've never seen it so long. It's starting to curl around.
It's the Beatles.
Yeah, curl behind the ears, down the neck. So I said, so John, how long are you going to grow your hair? That's a question I'm asking you.
All right. Yeah. Well, and what I told you was, I read and research a lot on my own for other projects, and I'm especially these days I've just always been fascinated on why people do the things they do.
Right.
I'm going to need better mic control.
Is this
going to
be a Samson thing?
So,
reason behind what he's doing.
I just heard some what I determined to be wisdom by someone who I respect. It's a personal friend, so I'll just keep.
You
keep
can call my name. No, go ahead.
I'll keep their name out of it. It wasn't Danny. although I do respect you, Danny.
Okay.
There are forces in modern culture that very much want to push androgyny, and there be no difference between the sexes.
Yeah, I hate that.
And
right?
It's there. It's been it's been prevalent for years, but I think the people behind that have gotten a lot louder. The eugenics crowd, I'll say the eugenics crowd, and just in having some conversations and listening to some talks, I heard a phrase, the demeaning of the modern day male, about how, and it was in reference to cutting of the hair, like males.
Serious?
Yeah, males.
Serious?
Males
am I meant to keep my face serious to respect
yes.
and honor for John?
No, but that's what he's saying. When keep going.
It just resonated with me. I was like, you know what? Males have been demeaned.
But I thought you'd like to have the difference between the sexes.
No, it's what he's saying is men should have long hair. I said
and
to
women
John,
should have short.
I don't know, but I said to John, how long are you going to keep going with this? He said, as long as it takes, and he put his hand down to his waist,
and you know, in full disclosure,
gloriously feminine.
I'm about to turn 55 this year, and you know, in young,
you get 35
on the top.
In young, well, then I don't know what would happen, but I'm not bald on the top, so I have to worry.
All
I'm
like a gross
to worry
thing.
About that. No, but
all I'm saying is, he believes the real masculine thing is to have long hair, and it's going to happen.
That's just my thing.
I
thought, yeah,
down to his waist, though.
I don't. It used to be. It used to be back in the
yours
in,
was.
Yeah.
He's saying the manly look of men back in time was actually to have locks.
Have you seen The Gladiator?
I have not.
The movie The Gladiator. It was short and he was tough.
Yeah, but that was Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they go and create, recreate.
Serene, I've seen Sam with long hair.
Who was it, the Nazarites?
I love my husband with long hair.
Nazarites head to head.
Are you suggesting that Hollywood faithfully recreates the past?
No, I'm not. Hey, I'm not.
In the olden days, the Nazarites were the warriors, the warrior men who had long hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they, just before battle, they would let their long hair down, which of course makes males look
the mane,
much
the lion's
more mane-like and ferocious.
Samson, hey, so...
so hold on, I was just surprised to hear, because you know we know our John. Maybe you don't know John like we know John, but when John decides something,
he
decides and he does it. So I just thought, pictured in my head, there are changes are coming to this party room. There shall be manes and
will
locks flowing from his
head. Will there ever be a knife put to the head of John again?
That's what I'm saying. Will there ever be a scissor?
What if it comes to the heels of your... Doc Martens. Or should I say your little
Yeah, I don't know that was going to go for, you know, the full Crystal Gale, you know.
Yeah.
No, but will there ever be a scissor taken to the hair, or will it be like you will forever drink out of copper glasses? You only drink out of copper. So he's got a strong will, Sia, so maybe there will never be a scissor.
Yeah, no. I don't not saying that I'm never going to cut or groom my hair again, but just in general, I'm growing it out.
Well, I want to
I'm
tell you something.
Out my mane.
I want to tell you something. I feel like there could be something deeper to John. I feel like he's telling us the peripheral, just let's not do the demaining of the men anymore. But I think deeper there might be something to do with like metal touching the hair, affecting the copper glass with which he drinks out of, affecting the pineal gland and the brain. I feel like there could be some deeper stuff.
Or he may not be getting the respect he deserves at home.
No, but what does Dawn think of the growing hair?
You know what? Honestly, we don't get on to each other about each other's hair. Like I love Dawn and I both like have over the years have just done whatever. I mean, sometimes she'll just cut her hair off and go short, and they'll be like, "Oh, that's awesome." I don't get. I mean, it's
her
hair.
You have to have your hair.
I love my wife. I don't love her hair. You know, I mean, she could go bald, and I'd still love her just the same.
10 points for Dawn.
But she actually, and I'd be kind of waiting for her to say something about it.
It's definitely long,
and she's just recently said, you know, I really like your hair longer.
Oh, she finds it sexy. Yeah.
So, I like long hair. I like long hair, my guy.
But that's not why I'm doing it.
So in proper, let's have a proper talk show. Serene said that would be gloriously feminine. John, how does that make you feel?
Triggered. Very, 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 very triggered. I'm going to need a juice box and a quiet moment in the corner just to come back together.
Yeah, just to be able to heal thyself.
Well, I didn't mean that. I do mean, like, my husband said long hair before. It's very masculine to me. But
on other men, I'm sorry.
To the hips. Pearl was talking to the hips. She was saying hair.
He just put his hand
hips.
Down lower on his body, and I figured maybe in my head.
Hair
suddenly,
to the hips of a man.
I imagine
they have
hair
it in
to the
a samurai, like everything else is shaved, and it's in a big thing with bones coming out of the ponytail.
Okay.
Like, you know.
So you like a good classic, like almost an aggressive.
Dirty. I like an aggressive male.
An aggressive
Lots of
male.
Dirt in the hair.
Yes, bones. Chips of
but with the idea that one of the most aggressive males throughout all time in all history, Samson, was a long-haired Nazarite.
Yeah. Yes.
But
I think it was. I think it was like more. Well, Hollywood played it off as like more.
Hollywood told her how to imagine it. No, here's the thing. I do. This brings things. You know how you said. Well, you know, I'm in love with Dawn. I'm not in love with her hair. You don't care. She could shave it off. But Serena and I have husbands that like our hair in certain ways. Like my husband, I could do anything with my hair, but he wants me to keep bangs. He's like, I don't care if it's blonde. I don't care if it's red. I don't care if it's short. I don't care if it's long. I just love your bangs.
Cover that forehead.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Get
what
that
is
forehead
hideous
out of here.
About my forehead?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that he likes bangs. He doesn't like foreheads.
And I've actually asked him that. And I was like, is there something
bangs.
About my face?
Yeah. No,
I don't know. In
bangs.
His head, it's a something.
I think it is, especially, I think bangs on females are, it's not uncommon for men, boys, to like bangs on females.
It's something in their psyche.
Yeah, yeah. It's psyche. I mean, like, you know, like a lot of the early, you know, do you know who Betty Page and a lot of the early pinup?
Yeah,
girls, they all had bangs. And
yeah, it's something from he saw in his childhood and it stayed in there. He's like, me like woman with bangs.
Yeah,
I mean, but you know, if I It's not like he would get mad or a bad mood if he chopped them off. But if he has an opinion, he likes it. Now, your husband, Serene.
I should say fringeless. Fringes is what we call it in Australia.
Yeah.
Fringes.
Now, your husband, I often give you little pep talks. He's about a forehead guy. Who cares what Sam likes? He doesn't like you to cut your hair.
No, he hates my... That's why I'm not an Amish person, people, why I have my long hair. It's because because my husband likes long hair.
Yeah, and he'd love it if you went long and grey too, wouldn't he?
I'm not going to go long
I know,
long
but
and
he
gray.
Wants you to.
No,
he'd love
no, not
it.
Necessarily, but he would he love knew it. Some elderly woman in his life that went silver and they had long silver hair in a hippie community in yeah, the teepee village he grew up in.
You know what's interesting? For me, it's not bangs, long, short, anything. It's constant change.
Oh, you love it. When she does change up. Lisa does change up a lot, eh? And
what's
you like
she got
it?
Now?
Right now, she it has a uninvolved homeschool mom thing
Hold
going.
On. What?
Yeah, that's where
it doesn't sound. It doesn't sound like the change.
Yeah, no, that's where you.
Oh, because of the Rona.
That's no. That's because you've done enough, and now you will just sit up in bed and go about your day. Like she's in that season right now. Yeah. She's like, I'm just
like
gonna
the
get
Kegel
up.
Bun that Serene wears daily on the top of her head.
That's even bun it. I don't know. I think sometimes she'll throw.
Meaning
a, like,
you want a change coming. You like?
No, I don't. I choose to not like, care.
Is that what you're saying, Dan? Is that what you're saying?
You will to not care.
It's like, oh, you know what? We've got Lisa on the phone. Lisa, Lisa, how do you feel about? Yeah, no.
No, just, but you like it. Like she could do wild and wacky things as long as it's a change. It's like, girl.
Exactly. Like she could like grow it to her ankles. As long as, like, within a year, she's going straight Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
And then after that, you can
because it
rock.
Keeps things lively, like, you're, yeah.
It fits my ADD model for
True.
Life.
True.
Constant
But does
change.
She do anything for you, like, well, I'm going to go change up my hair for Dan because I know he likes it. Or is it like, no, I'm really interested in this style. Or does she do it for you?
I don't know, but I think you should call her and encourage her to do stuff for me.
Because no, sometimes it's like, oh, and I'm going to do this for Charlie, but mostly, like, I keep my bangs for him just because I know it's not like, you doormat lady, you have to keep your bangs. I just know that he likes them. But, like, when I color my hair or anything like that, that's for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, look, I'm totally happy to go rogue on what I love. Remember I got into this yes. season where I would wear a couple of plaits.
Braids.
To bed. Braids is what you call it in America, yeah? And I would wake up and then take them out and my hair would be like this big lion's mane. And Pearl was like, yes!
Everyone loved it.
Pearl complimented me so much on my hair.
I loved your hair.
Everybody was complimenting on my hair. And then Sam, and I wore it that way for like 3 weeks straight, right?
Yeah, you wore it to Israel like that thinking you were so hot.
Yes, and I was trying to be all like exotic in the exotic land.
Yeah.
And every time I washed my hair, I'd just quickly plait it so that it never was anything but crimpy, right? Well, he came to me one day and said, you know, I what did he call it? He says, I hate the,
he said, I hate
the crinkly ears. Like, I really don't think the crinkly suits you.
Wow.
I have become the hilltop barber during the Rona.
Because of the Rona.
Or the Ah. I'm going to call it the Ah. I don't even want to give it the Rone.
The okay. Rony?
Yeah, not even giving a pet. No. Not even giving a pet.
Not too, it's too cute.
Ah.
No, but. Oh, yeah.
So you've been cutting everybody else's hair?
Yes, because, you know, I usually cut my own husband's and my own boy's hair. Mm. And, yeah, and then other people have just been coming. I've been coming the Hilltop Barber during the shutdown of all the hair salons.
So people come to – who's come to you? My husband hasn't come.
No, Trey and Cole and Isaiah and
– And they
know,
like what you do? Face? You could make a little money on the side.
Yeah, you charging for this?
What's his face?
I have a question for both of you. In –
Microphone.
Not in childhood years, yes. But in like adult years. Did either of you wear your hair short?
Never.
I've I did.
Never had my hair.
No,
short.
After my first baby, Meadow, and she was pulling on my hair a lot, and I just thought to myself, it's just time to cut it, and it was hurting, so I cut it like to here, chin. My chin.
Really,
a bob.
Yeah. Total bob. It was when Friends was big. You know the show Friends.
Oh, yeah. Where.
No, I was singing I'll Cheers. Be, I was about it, to sing the theme
you.
Song from Cheers.
You.
When yeah. everybody knows yeah. your name. But same time frame, right?
Not the same time frame.
Yeah.
No. Friends is after Cheers.
Yeah, was Cheers it? Was a little before.
Cheers
Did they merge it
like
all,
like your
though?
Grandparents.
I
but
think
in
they
our
merged.
Time zone, they played them. They played repeats of Cheers.
Because like
after
in Mexico,
Friends.
Mexico's like 20 yeah. years back. Like my dad was still in like desert 80s like 10 years ago.
Yeah, and totally growing up in New Zealand, like my husband's 15 years older than me, but we'll talk about same childhood shows because we got it way, way later than he did.
After.
Yeah. But anyway, what was that? Yeah, I cut my hair short and then I totally hated it, so grew it. Now, so I've only had my hair short
and
once.
And I've
in
had
my
it
life.
Short once. Pearl decided that she wanted change on me. And so she cut my hair into a bob and she gave me a bang.
I did.
And I locked myself in the room and cried for 10 hours straight.
But, you know, some people look so good with the short hair, like Lisa, your wife. When she does the short hair, man, she rocks it, eh?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
Now, Pearl, I know a couple of years back you guys suffered a horrendous house fire.
Yeah.
And I know you lost a lot of pictures.
I lost
everything. Is there photographic evidence of either of you with short hair?
Yeah, there's not of Serene. Mm-mm. I think Praise I have a photo of yeah, me. Yeah. No, I was going for the Jennifer. You know, the friends from the Jennifer?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
No, short hair really suits a lot of people, but Jennifer not me. Is. Not me at all. It doesn't suit me. It doesn't suit my face shape.
We know all of Jennifer's hairstyles, thank you. And cut.
And cut. And that's the end show.
Nothing else to say. You know what people say?
I'm trying to ride y'all's energy. John was talking about hair.
You know when people say, and then
I was wondering how we were going to get a whole show out of this.
No, but this here, I just want to say though, this is funny though. Have you ever come to this particular feeling in a setting where it's not like a show or anything, but it's just a conversation with people you're not really family or
always
close
for
friends,
me.
And it's like the most uncomfortable quiet and you're racking your brain. Ooh, what's the question I can ask them? It's really awful, isn't it?
Small talk is the hardest thing for me in the world. Like going to a party where you have to mingle. And you know, that's why I like I don't have a lot of friends because that, like,
yes,
Serene, you don't have to do small talk. You go straight to the jugular.
Absolutely.
Don't bother with all the questions that you would have to do.
No.
So when I go to a party and I have to do little questions and find out little things and answer little things, it's just like, I want to go home, mummy.
Every time. I mean, that's...
But not you, Dan.
Oh, that's how
you seem good at it, Dan.
Oh, yeah. I can fake it. But if I have to do that once for you, you're out. We're done.
Oh, you mean after the initial?
Oh, yeah. I can't lead people around the world anymore.
Oh, you're too big.
It's my time. It's my time. My time.
Your woolen pants
fresh.
Will unravel.
Yeah, like you got to bring me some yin yang up in here. Like I want... Ping pong. Like I say something, you say something. I change your life, you change my life. Like if I'm dispensing all the goods and encouraging you, you're limitless, man. Believe in yourself. Dude, you better blow me away with something. Yeah. Don't sit here and sponge it up and drain vampire suck my soul.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just an awkward when you don't really know someone. You know the worst is...
No, I'm offended now. I'm offended these days. Bring your A game to your relationships.
I know, but what if you can't? Like, if you're just...
Then you need to meditate more.
Some people are crippled in it.
Yes, it's hard for some people. It's not their skill set. Your skill set
is... And they're sweet and lovely, but they just can't bring it.
I was a skinny, shy kid that got picked on and always shut my mouth my whole life, and I reinvented a character who knew how to show up at parties and talk and bring his A game because it was a survival tool for me. You can do it too.
Okay, but... Ooh.
He willed it.
I willed it, man. You're the top. Look, what's it all about?
I don't know. I'm just saying I don't enjoy it.
I don't enjoy it.
Yeah. I love to come right and directly talk to you guys because we have to say nothing little. I could not see you for 3 weeks, and as soon as I see you, maybe I'll comment on your wool pants, but mostly it's just, you know.
But it's not like, do you like wool pants, Danny?
Yes, Pearl.
What's your favorite kind of wool?
No, wool is quite comfy these days. Not anything like I imagine the Civil War to be.
Yeah.
Hey, that goes on the highlight reel from the Unshow.
This is the worst Unshow ever.
Just little sound bites. We'll put that right after. Do you know where you are?
This is the awkward Unshow. This is the awkward silence. He says bring his A-game.
Yeah,
bring
but he's bringing A-game. Awkward silence.
He's bringing awkward silence.
No, but I mean A-game in terms of depth. Like you're saying...
Bring it then. Bring depth right now.
Here it comes.
Will it.
You're... William,
play the part.
You're saying that you don't like that showing up and being superficial... Like, if I'm not, like you're saying, if you're not going to go deep, like, why are we having a hang, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of my point is you have to show up. The A game is not showing up and being chatty and superficial. A game is showing up and going straight to the depth, even with a stranger.
Yeah, but that's our sister Vange.
Yeah, but our sister Vange can do that with every single person.
Yeah, she'll just meet them. And then they're all in tears. Like she's gone straight to
she goes
the
straight there.
Jugular.
Like if she sees someone in a wheelchair, right, I would never think in my first conversation with them when within the first 30 seconds to ask them, well, how did you have your accident, you know?
Yeah.
No, but she'll go right there and they'll be your best friend. But if I did it, I'd
overthink
it. Well, you know, maybe conversation three, I wouldn't go right now.
Yeah.
Like I would pretend that everything's normal for the first five minutes.
Well, here's the thing though. I don't have three hangs to find out. I want to find out hang one. Where are you at?
Well, you're more like Vange.
Am I going to walk with you? Is there going to be a second meeting? You know, if you're not, if you're just going to like, wait, tell me your favorite ice cream flavor.
Yeah.
We don't need to do life.
Here's Leslie Pop.
She looks like Bluebell, a Bluebell. She's
Bluebell
in a blue
tastes just like the good old days.
John turned the mic off.
Thank
for me, geez. Just in time. So are we, I think what we're talking about now
we have
is,
no idea
and
what
I'm going
about.
To butcher this. Is it on? Am I on? Is this thing on? Is the Enneagram, like like I'm a seven. I don't actually know what that means. I know that everyone listening now.
I'm a seven.
No, you're not.
Fully
we're
a
the
seven.
Same.
Fully a seven. You might not be a seven.
Do you know what a seven is though?
Oh yeah.
I've heard
about
this.
What do you think
this?
The girls are?
It's like INTJ. But a number,
I think,
right?
Polly, who's run, you know, who's helping us with our socials right now, she's obsessed with this. So I feel like maybe
all
on
the millennials
our,
are. They love to.
It's
put
a little test,
in
and it's like a personality test. So basically, even though all of us in this room can show up and host a show and do all the things that we do, Danny is the only one that truly lives to go to the party and talk
he
to
does.
Death of.
All he knows.
Whatever is like burning inside him.
Yeah, he lives to do it.
I
want to
organize
lie,
the party.
Dan.
I don't want to go to the
no,
party.
No, that's true. Yeah. She'll organize parties and then she's out of there.
Yeah, so I hate it.
You're
like,
not
I
a seven.
The worst. I want to go to bed, have a bath, go to bed. Like everyone get out of my house. I hate it.
Yeah, she does.
But somehow I tested
I've
a
invited
seven
Leslie
too.
Pops to so many parties.
Oh my gosh.
And
John,
she will not show up.
But she'll help you get there.
I live 3 minutes away from producer John here. And he invites me all the time. And I've just run out of it. He knows. I'm not even making
excuses.
Because
you're in your jammies by 8
like,
and you're watching, what's that show you're watching?
I don't want to go. I'm not. Don't want to.
Grey's Anatomy.
We never see each other.
We see each other all the time at work. But yeah, I do bring dogs over. Anyway, we're going to post, because I'm going to make Polly post, I know everyone else.
But here's
there
what I
want to
say. I think those are real fun. Like all the typing, personality typing things.
Thanks, little blue.
But I'm not of the belief that you have to be who you she like. I'm not of the belief that that's who you are and that's who you always be.
That's right.
Because I believe you can change. No, I haven't done the test, but I did the other INTWQ thing, and I know I'll be a certain person. I know I'll be a certain number, but that doesn't mean I have to stay a certain number. No. I could learn from threes and twos and incorporate that. I have a nature though, but
sometimes our nature naturally isn't also what. If we're believers, what Christ wants us to come to.
We can be new creatures, malleable.
Right. Because I was reading this book the other day by Graham Cook. and he was just saying he's an introvert. He loves to be his introverted self.
Yeah.
But his whole thing in life is speaking to people, you know, like in front of thousands and in front of crowds and mentoring and speaking. And so he just what God is the door that God's opened for his life, he actually has to do something very opposite his introverted self. And he said, you know, introverts and extroverts alike, they have wonderful parts of their personality. He says praise is always extroverted. So even
praise
introverts
is extroverted.
Even introverts, you know, God calls them to be extroverts.
Isn't that interesting?
Like the guy who refuses to raise his hands in church.
Yeah, but like David, I mean.
And all the hand raisers judge him. I know I did. I was like, oh, you don't love God. It's fine. Don't raise your hands. It's fine. It's fine. No, I'll just do my jumping jacks alone, Travis.
So good.
I'll just be out front leading.
It's so true though, Dan, because I used to be a very, I was the one judging the extroverted because I'm like, just,
like that they're putting on a show.
Just stop showing off. God can see my quiet heart. Oh, I'm just so high and mighty inside my heart and I know how to be reverent.
I was front row altar.
Yeah. Okay. But then I thought to myself, I read about David and I really read that dancing is good for you. And I know I'm created to praise. And then I read all the scriptures that said, raise your hands and make a joyful noise. So I was convicted, Pearl, even though your nature is to be a quiet, reverent praiser, you can get out of that. You can be one of the ravers.
Have you ever danced and...
Yeah, oh, no, Pearl's no, I've got a groove, now. Man. I'm at the back praising my God.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I push through. I push through. People are looking at me. Push through that. I'm like, I'm going for it, having fun. I'm almost like Vange, not quite there, okay? But I'm grooving, clapping, raising my hands, even like touchdown raising hands, not halfway up.
Whoa, oh, not just touchdown. Field goal.
Not window wipers.
Touchdown?
I'm touchdown.
Okay.
Fingers raised, goal.
Window, yes. Window wiping even.
Okay, wow. So I'm there. I never thought I'd be there, but I think God deserves it.
You even land
my
the plane?
Husband I land is the, plane. The okay. introvert of the world. Is like my sister Van, she's so extroverted. She's like, she teases him that at church he takes the seat right behind the pot plant, so no one can see him. He's like hides behind. But listen, he got convicted too. It's got nothing to do with me encouraging him or anything. I never said a thing. One day I find him making his own flags,
banners.
He was the flag flyer, man.
It only lasted like a month.
No, it was about good old for 6 months.
Oh, now he's back to pot plant.
He's back to pot plant.
But anyway, I've got to finish my story because this is good.
Hey, it's like when Ron does cornrows in his hair on Parks and Recreation. Sorry, go ahead.
So anyway, so I'm like landing the plane, doing all the movements, and I look around, and now it's the judgment of the people that aren't moving. Like, you're pathetic. You can't even move your hands for God.
They're not free.
Come on, move your hips. Why do you think God gave you some hips?
No, they're not free, and they're slightly disrespectful to their wives.
Yes, you're right.
Hey, guess what? Guess what else, though? What happens to people that are jiving like us in the back?
Yeah.
It's a little bit dangerous, though, because you get over the fact, like, okay, I'm not going to care about self-consciousness. I'm going to do this for God because this is just, he deserves my praise. But then you actually whack people in the head.
No, Vange is a whacker.
People. Vange is going to the restroom and you've got your eyes shut with a touchdown and you don't realize and you've got a finger up their nose and in their eyeball.
Vange was managing the hula hoop in the spirit once and her right blade of her chopping hand cracked my left hip. I was like, dude, that's like spitting your food on somebody. Like, we're in a holy moment.
But
right,
you know,
now.
Tell you what, you can get in a holy moment no matter what you do. Like, I'm there, okay, I've changed and I feel like God's worthy of my groove. And I just think it's fun to groove your body and stop being so uptight, Pearl. Who cares if people think you're a bad dancer? But still, I'm promising you, even when I get in my groove, I'm still worrying about what that dance move is. If it's really good enough for this song, or maybe I should change it up, or that feels good, you know, that just looks a little ridiculous. And so it's still hard to turn off your brain even when you're dancing before God.
And do you know why it's hard to turn off your brain if you're dancing before God? Because our sweet mum, she loves the twinkling lights, and so she puts them up at Christmas, but she's like pulls down all other Christmas decorations, and she, because our church is in the basement of our parents' big home, so it's a big, quite large basement, but she leaves the twinkling lights up, and they're like, they have this kind of like,
They droop up,
right?
Like a swag.
And you have to stand in particular positions if you want to do touchdown. Otherwise, you're bringing the twinkly lights down on the whole row of people.
Oh, that would quench the spirit instantly.
It's a spirit quencher.
So you have to kind of like think about all those things Pearl will think about. Is this the right move? Like, you don't want to think that, but you're quenching those awful fleshly thoughts. And then you've got to also think about, are you going to bring the lights down or are you going to whack the lady in the head that's going to the restroom?
You finally get the Holy Ghost to start to appear. It's like you can almost see him. And then it's like somebody brings the lights down and he's
gone. Yeah, but
gone.
You know what? I don't do it all to get the presence of God. I'm not into the doctrine of like, let's bring down the spirit, because I reckon the spirit comes with me no matter what. So I don't care what I feel. Like, I don't have to feel nothing in church. I'm not a feeler. Yeah. Like, because people are like, oh, I feel his presence. And I'm in my head, I'm like, oh, no, I carry his presence. I don't need to feel it. Maybe he could just come down and get goosebumps all over me. That's possible.
And it's happened to me. But
it has.
It's not what I'm going for.
On command.
Yeah.
Watch this. There it was.
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel it?
Well, I mean, you think about the glory of the Lord.
You do what you want to do. Yeah, I feel like that's more of our expression than it is like talking God
our
into
expression.
Like, yeah, like we are feeling inspirational. We are feeling connected. We are feeling grateful, whatever.
Yeah.
The facts don't have to feel.
Exactly. Yeah. Facts don't have to feel. Girl, I'm feeling you.
Hashtag serene.
That's 30 minutes right there of nothingness. Are we good with the unshow today?
I feel it was about as un as it's going to get.
Yeah, really. I don't think it had a particular topic. We started with demeaning men, and
the
then
demeaning,
we,
the demeaning of men. Is that a good clickbait?
This should be a variety show. The demeaning of men and other not related things.
Yes, there we go.
You might say it didn't have a main point.
Hey! Yeah.
Aww,
shebang.
He's a smart one.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.